East Tennessee's own WDVX. Music there from the old 97s. The new CD, Blame It on Gravity, came out back in May on New West Records, and the old 97s going to be playing tonight at the Bijou Theater along with Charlie Louvin. And joining me right now in the studio from the old 97s, Mr. Rhett Miller. Rhett, thanks so much for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we're looking forward to the big show tonight at the Bijou. It's an 8 o'clock show tonight.
Yes, and the opening band is Charlie Louvin. I can't even believe this, so get there early.
Yeah, and I know that you guys are a big student of the history of country music. I know you do some Merle songs. Have you ever covered any Louvin Brothers live while you've been around?
So many people do Knoxville Girl, obviously, which is right. A great song. But no, we haven't. You know, it's not just country music either. It's, you know, rock and roll. Murray was explaining to me, because Murray, our bass player, is a big musicologist. But it's true. It's like the Louvin Brothers paved the way for the Everly Brothers, and the Everly Brothers were what the Beatles were, you know, influenced by and trying to emulate. So it's like Charlie Louvin started rock and roll, man.
All right. He's there tonight with some great rock and roll from the old 97s. We're going to hear that tonight, too. And we'll let you go ahead and get into a song here.
Okay.
And maybe we'll talk a little bit about the new record in the show here in just a bit. But Rhett Miller on East Tennessee's Own.
The lights were low, but I was lower. And the radio was playing somewhere else. And the room was full of surface tension. But I was only thinking about myself. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. No, baby, I don't wanna see you hurt. You got them tears. They fall like pearls. Blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl. And the room was full of undertakers. The movers and martini shakers gone. And the reaper left at 7:30. Yeah, he took off in a taxi with a blonde. The difference between us is way down on the inside. And it's very tricky business, yeah. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. No, baby, I don't wanna see you hurt. You got them tears. They fall like pearls. Blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl. Oh, blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl. Here's a toast to no good Friday. I was bound to do it my way wrong. Strum it on a Telecaster and sing it like a train disaster song. Yeah, the difference between us is way down on the inside. And it is very tricky business. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. No, baby, I. I don't wanna see you hurt. You got them tears. They fall like pearls. Blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl. Oh, blame it on gravity, yeah. Blame it on being a girl.
East Tennessee's own WDVX, Rhett Miller from the old 97s in here with us this afternoon, and No Baby I from the new CD, Blame It on Gravity. We've been playing that one a lot here at WDVX, and I gotta say, I really love this new record. I've been a fan for a long time now, and this one takes me back to, you know, to Too Far to Care and Wreck Your Life and just everything that I've always loved about the old 97s. And just a really great, great record.
That's great. I'm excited about it too, and I love it. And it makes it a lot easier to leave your family if you believe in what you're promoting. And, you know, it's work, but this record is, I'm over the moon about it. Yeah, and that's actually my favorite song. No Baby Eye is my favorite song on the record for whatever reason. Like, I feel like we've never been able to exercise that much restraint, even on Drag It Up, which was a quieter record. I always feel so, like, such a spaz, you know? And it's that song, I felt like I finally relaxed, which is probably a testament to our producer, Salim Nirala, maybe, or being back in Dallas, or the band being in a good place, or whatever it is.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. You went back home for this record, to Dallas, back to the old haunts to record this. Did some of that seep into the recording process?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole thing was very informed by that kind of feeling of just being relaxed, you know, being surrounded by family and friends, and, you know, all the ghosts of our crazy youth. And, you know, none of us are that old yet, but it's 23 when we started this band. It does seem like a long time ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Wow. We're talking about being relaxed, but we don't want people to think that there's not some rock and roll here. And in the
no, the new record too. That was the one quiet song on the record. It's a rock record. It's got a lot of good. Philip lays down a bunch of good dance beats. Well, not specifically dance, but dance if you like our music, you know.
Ken's guitar work on this is excellent as well. It really, really rings out. Ken Bethea, the lead guitarist. And I saw you guys in Asheville at the Orange Pill a few weeks ago, and
yeah,
so much energy, so much power, blew the stage.
Nice.
Blew the power to the stage that night.
Yeah, that's right. I had to come out and do a few songs at the end. Just thank God it was the end of the show, though. I mean, we had like one song left on the set list, and then the power went. But that was nice. Everybody got real quiet, and I finished the set, you know, acoustically. I understand that the theater tonight, the Bijou, was set up as an acoustic theater originally.
Yes. Very nice room, a great place to play, great place to hear music. So hopefully those technical issues we'll leave behind.
Knock wood. But if it happens, we're ready. I'll bring it, man. I'll bring it.
All right. Well, we want to keep it brief because I know you've been a lot of places today. I know you've still got to go and get to the show tonight. But if I could request one more song from you here. There's a song on your album, Satellite Rides, that's kind of a song that's my wife and I, you know, it's kind of our song. She's out of town this week, so she's not going to get to go to the show tonight, but our anniversary is coming up this next week. And if I could get you to do Question for us.
Well, I would be honored, and that's very sweet. So congratulations to you guys on your anniversary.
Thank you.
Hooray for love. All right. Woke from a dream, her head was on fire. Why was he so nervous? He took her to the park, and she crossed her arms and lowered her eyelids. Someday somebody's gonna ask you a question that you should say yes to. Once in your life, maybe tonight, I've got a question for you. She'd had no idea. Yeah, she started to cry, but she said in a good way. Took her by the hand. Yeah, he walked her back home, and they took the long way. Someday somebody's gonna ask you a question that you should say yes to. Once in your life, maybe tonight, I got a question for you. I've got a question for you.
East Tennessee Zone, WDVX, Rhett Miller from the old 97s here with us. And Rhett, thanks again so much for stopping by. And to everybody listening out there, tonight, the Bijou Theater, 8 o'clock, the old 97s, and Charlie Louvin.
I'll see y'all there.
All right, everybody come on out. We're going to let Rhett go on and get down to the show and get ready to play for you guys tonight. And I'm going to leave you here with one from Drag It Up, a CD that we talked about a little bit there.
Cool.
Won't Be Home. Is there a story behind this one? I'm springing this one on you, I know.
Yeah, no, it's funny. It's an old song, Hank Williams song, and I won't be home no more. And so the title of the song is the same as the title of his song, and the chorus references his song. So I don't know if I'm ripping off Hank Williams, but I wouldn't be the first one.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for stopping by. Rhett Miller, the Old 97s, at the Bijou Theater tonight. This is Won't Be Home on East Tennessee's Own.